Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
It is another time for the sports page, another round. It seems like the weeks go by fast. A lot of things happening in sports. We got bowl games where teams are supposed to play, then they cancel, then they get the second pick and the third pick. It's almost like going through an interview process and say, yeah, well, we'll keep your name on file in case we need you, and a lot of teams are getting those calls. It's time to introduce our superstar cast of Fred Friedman and Kyle Erickson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Happy early New Year's Day or whatever it is.
Happy New Year to you all. Okay. Thank you so much. I cannot wait for the end of 2020.
I know. So, Kyle, I got a text from you late last night, like 3 in the morning. You must have been really excited. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't that early. The Gophers basketball team, what is going on? Or should we say, what is going on with Michigan State or Iowa? Nothing. What's going on?
I'd say a little column A, a little column B. Michigan State doesn't appear to be the usual Michigan State. But still, the Iowa is a really solid team. They're ranked fifth in the country when the Gophers beat them in overtime. And then the Rodents backed that up with, I think, their biggest ever home win against Michigan State. If I remember right, Marcus Carr, who we love to pummel for bad shot selection and dribbling too much and a lot of other things in his first couple of years as a Gopher, has really come into own and is playing like a superstar right now. And Gabe Kelscher, who is the shooter that we thought he would be maybe at this point, has become one of the best wing defenders in the country, really. Yeah. He's playing incredible defense. And I don't think anybody saw this coming, where Patino Jr.'s Gophers are 9-1 and rapidly climbing the polls.
Fred?
How about this Johnson kid, the transfer who's graduated, has a year of eligibility left from Western Michigan? He's playing much better than advertised, much better than anticipated. Shooting, his shot selection is excellent. His shooting percentage is excellent. I think a lot of people, I'm surprised at that. I'm also surprised at Carr. You know, Carr's from Toronto. His high school competition was not as good as a lot of other places. His shot selection, I'm with Kyle, is very shaky. But he's a scorer.
Yep.
And I'm excited. Didn't see this coming. And now they play Wisconsin, who definitely has played slowdown basketball literally for 30 years through the last three coaches. So we'll see how they react to that.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that slowdown basketball. Since basketball is such a high-paced thing, it's amazing how much talent they get, and especially the talent they get from Minnesota, because kids like to play fast.
I know. You and I have talked about this before over the years, John. Here's the University of Wisconsin. Their natural drawing areas are the Minnesota high schools. I said that right, fans. Their natural drawing areas are the Minnesota high schools and metropolitan Chicago. And you would think all these kids would want to run. But you're right. Bucky gets them to walk it up and play 30 seconds of defense on every possession.
Yeah. So what else has been going on in the world of sports? We can talk about the Vikings. They're a complete debacle. We hope they lose so that we can maybe move up to 10th pick and get somebody see if we can pick up like 9 offensive linemen in the 10th pick.
I agree.
In the 10th pick, perhaps?
Well, I would say, judging from the performance against New Orleans, where the Vikings entered the record books on the wrong side of history, letting Kamara tie Ernie Nevers' 91-year-old record with 6 rushing touchdowns in a game. Yes. They better load up on defensive line as well.
Yeah. Thus, we have a problem.
Battles in the trenches on both sides is not the way to build a winning football team.
Yeah.
2 comments. 1, they're paying a huge price for giving away that second round draft choice to New Jacksonville for that failed trade on the defensive end, whose name I can't pronounce, and giving him away to Orlando. So after they draft, they don't draft again till number 68. So when they have cap problems and salary problems because they're overpaying Cousins, they also don't have many draft choices. This looks bad. And for folks that don't know, Ernie Nevers is a product of KAXE land, born in Willow River, Minnesota, raised in Superior, Wisconsin. 2 of the greatest players in NFL history are KAXE land people, Ernie Nevers and Bronco Nagurski.
And I think this comment is brought up before a while back with Mr. Boyd for the Vikings. This Harris had a contract tackle in the game as well. So you know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's a good expression. Oh. You know what those guys, John, you know what, and Kyle, you know what those guys call it when you intentionally miss a tackle? I love this expression. Business decision.
But on the other hand, let's talk about some other teams. Buffalo Bills with their quarterback, he has a rocket. In Kansas City.
From Wyoming. Guys.
I know. And he's a big boy. In Kansas, he threw a throw in that game the other day. He was going backwards. He threw a rocket to the sidelines. People don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate it because I've never seen one up close and personal. But the release, the speed, it's unbelievable. Then the Patrick Mahomes for Kansas City, that's like going to an Academy of winning movie because it doesn't make a difference what the score is. They're going to win somehow, somewhere.
He's a heck of an athlete, son of a Twins pitcher. The combination of accuracy and escapability.
Yeah, and speed with his Knicks receivers. Speaking of Twins, lots of action going on in the free agent market. What is going on? Nobody's signing anywhere.
They're afraid of no ticket sales. That's what they're saying. That's what the front offices are saying. That the season ticket people aren't buying, or they get their money back if they are, and they don't want to sign. They don't want to sign up people to contracts, except for the Mets. The Mets have made some moves, including Trevor May, but most teams have not.
Kyle?
I would say the by far the biggest mover and shaker has been the San Diego Padres. Not necessarily just in the free agent market, but they're a really promising team in 2020, and they are going all in for a title in 2021. They were able to get Blake Snell, who MLB fans will remember should have been the winning pitcher in the final game of the World Series before Kevin Cash, Tampa Bay's manager's inexplicable decision to pull him out after 70-some pitches. So you got Snell. Who's the other pitcher they're making a run at here, guys? Help me out. Is it Yu Darvish?
Yeah.
I believe Yu Darvish.
Right, yeah.
And they signed a guy from the Japanese league, who's supposed to, you know, it's really hard to say.
I just read that the other day.
Yep, how those stats translate, but he appears to be, you know, a good power hitting middle infielder, and so it's really interesting to see a franchise that really had languished for a long time all of a sudden becoming a front and center player for a title.
For folks that forgot, Tampa manager Kevin Cash pulled out a star pitcher, Blake Snell, who was unhittable for no discernible reason, just, I don't know what, following statistics, who knows. My brother, who lives in St. Petersburg, sent me a letter saying, a note saying Kevin Cash had decided to leave Tampa Bay before he crossed the foul line at the third base after being pulled.
Speaking of coaches.
Guys, we said that in late October. That was a historic managerial blunder.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of coaches, is it Becky Hammond? She coached the San Antonio. Is it Becky? She coached the San Antonio Spurs last night after Pop got yanked. So she's the first woman ever to coach a professional basketball team. That was kind of nice.
Yep.
And
pretty good.
And speaking of coaches, senior correspondent has some coaching questions for you. Most of these are pretty easy. Maybe give Kyle first shot at most of them. So
got it. So, okay. Now, when you tee it up like that,
yeah, I know it's pressure.
They're easy, and then I struggle. Yeah, and I really feel badly.
Yeah, well, you just be kind.
That's the design, Kyle. That's the whole idea.
Yep. Who led the Minnesota Gophers men's basketball team to the Big Ten Championship and Sweet 16 in 82? He was also Big Ten Coach of the Year in 82.
Oh, I can picture his face.
Clem the Gem Haskins.
Fred, help me out here. This is an easy one.
Haskins, isn't it?
82, is it Jim Dutcher?
Jim Dutcher. Who were the three players on Jim Dutcher's 82 team that went on to had successful NBA careers?
82. Randy Brewer?
Yes.
Who else would have been on that team?
Trent Tucker, for sure.
New York Knicks, yep. And one more. You hear about him a lot. You hear him a lot.
Kevin McHale.
No, you hear him a lot on TV.
Oh,
Jim Peterson.
There you go. Who was the first coach of the Minnesota Lakers?
Bud Grant.
John Kundla.
Yep, John Kundla. Also coached the Gophers from 59 to 68.
Yep.
Who was the highest regarded batting coach who was the best known for his work with George Brett and other Kansas City Royals in 1970s? I know exactly who this is. The downward swing.
Oh, yeah. His first name's Charlie.
Yep.
That's pretty, I can't think.
That's pretty good, Fred, to even know who this is. It just stuck in my mind because it's the downward swing, you know? It's not like the upward swing now where you have the velocity and the exit velocity and launch pads.
So the great comment about him was made by the great Ted Williams, who says, my lifetime batting average is 344. His is 261.
Charlie Lau. Do you hear me?
Yep, okay. Charlie Lau.
Who was the Proctor Flash that captained the UMD football and basketball teams in the 40s and went on to become a very successful college football coach?
Dan Devine.
Okay. Now, remember, you got Strix orders from the senior correspondent to give Kyle a shot.
Sorry. Kyle, did you know that?
I appreciate you stepping in, Fred.
Brian Elger was the first head coach of what Minnesota pro sports team? Oh.
I don't recall hearing that name. This will be a learning experience.
Brian Elger. So I remember that name very, very clear. I had a couple of his coaches, his players come up to talk to my players. I can't. Shannon Lobeline, who's a super defensive coach, and somebody else, I can't remember, the leading scorer in the history of the Gophers. He coached the Minnesota Lynx. He went on to coach the Los Angeles Sparks to the 2016 WNBA Championship. He also coached WNBA teams in Seattle and Dallas, and this year he got canned. What North Dakota native and Augsburg University graduate began his basketball coaching career at Manoman High School in 56 and Two Harbors in 57 and later won Coach of the Year honors in the Big Ten and Pac-10? Kyle, you got that one.
I don't.
Fred?
That's Lute Olson, who the Two Harbors School Board canned because he did not know basketball.
That's like Bob.
That's in writing, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
What I just said
is great
in
question.
Writing.
You sure you're not confusing that with Bob Dylan?
No.
Okay, I think this is the what Eveleth goalie starred on three state high school hockey championship teams, two NCAA hockey champions at Michigan, and a 1956 silver medal with the U.S. Olympic team. He went on to coach his high school hockey teams to 8 Minnesota championships. He's known for... He's known for his hat.
Yeah. John Mayasich.
Willard Eikola, named for his hat.
Oh, I don't count a Dinah people.
And you don't like hockey.
No. But you guys know who turned 85 the other day in his last two years in the majors, won 26 of 27 games, and struck out 750 people.
Who?
The great Sandy Koufax.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we got time for one more. Who were Tom Kelly's pitching and first base coaches on both the 87 and 91 team World Series teams?
Wasn't the first base coach Wayne Terwilliger?
Well, no, he was the first base coach.
Terwilliger, was he?
You said third. Did you say third?
First base coach. Tony Oliva was the hitting coach and bench coach. And don't you remember Big Dick Such?
Oh, that's
right. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys, you have a good New Year's, and let's next week we'll start off on a brand new year, and it's going to be fantastic.
Well, who's going to win the national championship in football?
Who cares? Clemson.
Hard to bet against Alabama.
Me too. Never bet for Alabama.
No. Bye-bye. All right.